Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Gay.
What's going on?
Not too much.
It's time for the show again. Aren't you excited?
It is exciting. Exciting to be here.
Well, what are we talking about this week on the Derek and Kay Show?
Well, not my own stories, as you mentioned last time.
Okay.
But great DUI stories.
Not your own stories,
not
though?
Not of my own.
Okay.
Not of my own. I just like to point that out.
Well, do you eventually tell your own stories about your DUIs?
Maybe that's a special show.
It's a special show. We've also got an update on the Reply Girl scandal on YouTube.com.
Nice. And another weird news story of the Mile High Club.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
We've got the return of the best of Craigslist.
And we might have Frank the Unicorn calling in from another show on Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing. That's kind of like Blog Talk Radio Community Time,
that
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah, big time.
It is. We should play the theme song, the new theme song.
That's right.
And finally. There's no better reason to go to the Olive Garden.
Oh, no.
Than after this review. All coming up.
Interesting.
On this week's almost St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
March. Derek and Kay Show, press that button.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Derek and Kay Show.
Super time!
Yeah, we are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is March 11th.
March 11th!
2012.
Happy Spring Forward Day! That's so creepy, man.
I did bring it down a little bit, or higher. I made it a little bit higher. You can do it on the fly on this.
It's still mega creep-tastic. Oh, no.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Are you sure that's not the Halloween sound effect? Because it's giving me a nightmare.
Oh, I've got plenty of those. We are almost. We are 8,500 listeners and growing, almost shy of 8,600.
Nice.
I am Derek.
Derek.
Whoops. That is the Derek and Kay Show. That button's right next to this one. I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson-Chan.
I'm Hime-Chan.
Hime-Chan.
Hime-Chan. You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, I do. I'm excited about this.
All right, get ready.
I'm ready.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our very non-active blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com.
Uh-huh.
Follow our Twitter feed at our handle, dkradioshow. And call us when we're live between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock at 661-467-2416.
Yeah.
Is that your Facebook feed happening?
Yeah, what's
it's
going
very
on?
Distracting.
Oh, sorry about that. Let's see what's going on here.
Who's chatting?
Oh, and it's okay. It's just some interference.
Okay.
Hopefully we're sounding okay. I think we're sounding okay.
I think we're sounding okay, too. I'm sounding okay in my own can.
The can sound okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it cuts out every 2 seconds. I don't know if that's really happening. Oh, it sounds all right. Well, we'll see if it gets better without all the sounds and music happening, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know
what's happening at all.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Cha-cha-cha!
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah. Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
So we've got, what's with the chatting?
She's saying it's better now.
Oh, okay.
It's good. We're getting instant feedback.
I like the instant feedback,
good.
But I always think it's
know.
My computer and I get distracted.
We need to know what's going on. So I think we should get right to it. Frank the Unicorn.
Our guest.
Has a show on Blog Talk Radio. And I hope we don't have a phone screener, so I hope we have him on the phone here.
What if it's not?
Let's just see who this is. This is going to be fun.
What if it's some random?
From the 240 area code.
Did he put him on?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the Derek and Kay show.
Hey, Derek and Kay. This is Frank, actually.
Frank the Unicorn.
That's Montgomery County, you know, that's a D.C. Cell phone.
Okay.
And that's sort of my big change, you know, since the last time we talked and everything, is that I relocated from South Florida to Washington, D.C. So I had a bunch of changes going on and actually I'm in the car on 495. I'm on the Capitol Beltway.
You are living in old stomping grounds. I am very familiar with the Beltway, but I still don't know the difference between the inner loop and the outer loop.
It gets really confusing. I've been there a few times. You're going around.
The only thing I know is it really doesn't make a difference. They're both always crowded, and there's always a huge amount of ridiculous traffic. It doesn't really matter if it's inner or outer loop. I think the inner loop is, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm still
relatively new up here, so, you know.
Are you going the prerequisite minimum 75 miles per hour on the Beltway?
Whoa, yeah. People are flying around.
No, actually, I'm only doing about 60. I don't like the speed up here because, again, you know, I'm kind of unfamiliar with the area, so I rely very heavily on my GPS. And, you know, I've had a couple of scenarios where, you know, I've just gone flying right past an exit that I needed to get to.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And so I try to observe the safe speed limits, you know, whilst operating a motor vehicle.
You'll get
so
over.
How you guys are up in Boston. I'm going to be there for St. Patrick's Day.
Awesome.
Over the weekend.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
But if you're going to pick a place to be on St. Patrick's Day that's not Ireland, then Boston's probably the best place to be.
It's very Irishy up here.
Yeah, we got it going on.
Even for the black people.
Well, I'm actually coming to visit a friend of mine who is, in fact, Irish.
Really?
Oh.
Who was originally from Greenville, Mississippi, if you can swallow that one.
An Irishman from Greenville, Mississippi?
I can't picture it.
Do you guys ever watch Bill Maher?
No, not regularly. I've seen bits and pieces. I thought you were going to go with the science guy. Then I would say yes. What?
I was talking to the Mississippi and just the random people that they were talking to. That's pretty much it. Let's just say that was a good representation of someone from Greenville, Mississippi. Of the water boy.
The Water Boy. Not one either.
No, I see that. I don't get to see a lot of movies. I know you guys talk a lot.
Derek doesn't see any movies at all.
Yeah, pretty much. I know you guys talk a lot about movies on your show. And I should probably preface this for all of our listeners that your show, Frank the Unicorn Radio Program, on Tuesday nights, Blog Talk Radio, at 7 p.m. Is that that's right? You're back. You're off for a little while.
That's correct. Yeah, and actually. Odd bit of timing, we're actually not doing a show this Tuesday, only because Beans is doing some traveling, and then obviously I'm doing some traveling as well, but we'll be on the week after that, and we're going to have a band on another, you know, we do local music here as well on the show, so we're going to have a really great thrash punk band that we had on before. These guys were hilarious, and they're called Spinebuster. So they're going to be on. We're looking forward to talking to them. And then we've added a sort of unofficial, official third host to our show, a very tough young lady from New York who goes by the name of Headlock. Some changes. There is no more Mrs. the Unicorn. Mrs. the Unicorn is no longer Mrs. the Unicorn. She's just herself. Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Reason I moved. Well, you know, things change. This is why I'm in D.C. now instead of being down in South Florida.
Well,
that was a downer. That's a way to bring a show down, huh? Sorry about that.
Okay.
That's all right.
Hey, I was bringing the show down even before it started. You have no idea. Is being out of South Florida a good thing or a bad thing?
I would say it's got to be pretty good. I'm just, no offense.
It's incredible how quickly things have changed in a very positive way since I've left there. I think that, and I've talked to some other friends who have moved here from South Florida, and they've all experienced the same kind of thing. And in fact, a buddy of mine, my buddy that lives up there in Boston, who I'm coming to see this weekend, same kind of thing. He said, that it was the best thing was getting out of that toilet, called South Florida. It was sort of the best thing to do. Now,
right.
I don't want to bag too hard on South Florida because I still have some audience down there, so I don't want to totally insult them.
Right.
But let's be real. They elected Rick Scott as a governor, so what can you say? I mean,
And that's the reason why Florida's wacky.
Yeah, we always have Florida in our weird news.
There's always Florida.
I don't know if I have one
news.
Today.
Oh, I've got one.
You got one? Okay.
Oh, I've always got one.
Yeah. They're just almost every week, something comes
almost,
up.
Almost, I think it's a lock. Something happens bizarre in Florida every single week. Florida and Pennsylvania happen to be mixed up.
Yeah, I got one from Pennsylvania, yeah.
Pennsylvania,
some reason.
A lot of
I don't
weird things
that,
happen
I don't know
there,
what's up
too.
With that.
So, Frank, tell us a little more about your new show.
Yeah.
It's very, I hate to say it, very similar to what we were doing before.
Yeah.
We still have our same segments where we're doing we're talking about movies, we're talking about, we're doing our Beans list every week, which is, my co-host Beans is sort of a PhD in weird and awful movies, and he just knows more about films and TV and sort of pop culture than really anybody. And so he comes up with a list every week with his kind of strange criteria. So we're still doing that, and we still of course go through Cosmo every week, and when Cosmo's out, we'll do our take on Cosmo and talk about the reality of from our perspective as far as what. What women are being told by these completely unrealistic and terrible fashion magazines.
It's a good bit, yeah.
Of course, the highlight of the show for me, aside from the local music, is playing How Unicorn Are You, which is our interactive drinking game.
I was going to say, now how exactly does that work?
Well, basically, I write questions every week. Just sort of arbitrary questions as far as would you rather do this or would you rather do that? Would you rather, accept a ride home from a drunk and horny panda bear, or would you rather have a conversation with Gary Busey? Those sort of things.
Right.
Who wouldn't want to have a conversation with Gary Busey?
I don't know. A panda in the car is pretty exciting.
And
then we would split, right?
What we do is we just come up with what we think is the best answer, and if you're playing along at home and you've got the right answer, you can take a drink, and if you're playing along at home and you have the wrong answer, you can take a drink as well.
I like that.
Nice. We don't have our own drinking game yet.
We've had a few drinking shows.
We have had a few drinking shows.
But not regularly and not a drinking game. And you also go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to talk about some of your other bits that I've heard. You've got This Week in Duct Tape, which you want to talk about how that works, and you give away some items?
Yeah, well, we do a This Week in Duct Tape segment, which we had This Week in Bacon for the longest time. and then once I got my own pig, I started feeling really bad about promoting the consumption of bacon. I just started to sort of have an issue with it, it just kind of didn't work for me anymore, so we kind of got away from the bacon and we replaced it with duct tape.
I don't know about the pig.
Yeah, do you actually have a pig? Is this real?
Again, unfortunately, he had to stay in Florida. I couldn't really bring him here because
yeah.
I moved into Florida, and I wasn't able to bring him with me, but I had a micro pig named Hobart. He was a little black Vietnamese micro pig with a white mohawk. He was just about the cutest pig you've ever seen.
Oh, that's really cute. Yeah, I guess there's enough pigs in D.C.
He's being well taken care of. Right
what?
Now, so. He's being well taken care of now.
That's
there.
Good.
They're all right for him. Yeah, he's doing okay. And
so
for some reason, my GPS wants to keep putting me on a toll road. I don't. I hate when
it happens.
Uh oh.
Uh oh. Uh oh. Do you have to hang up?
Oh no, not at all.
Okay.
Well, you're good for another 4 seconds, right?
Oh no, I was gonna say what I'll do is, you know, if I get to a toll booth, maybe I'll if I have someone who's game, I can get them to maybe give us a quick like 2 second toll booth interview. That might be fun.
That could be really great.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah,
toll
I don't know if they'd be
interview.
Up for that.
And the behind me would love that.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, so this week in Duck Day, basically, I've, you know, found myself with a lot of extra free time lately, so I started making things from duct tape. You know, I needed a mouse pad, actually, which I don't, you know, who ever needs a mouse pad anymore or even owns a mouse pad, I don't know. But
yeah.
I needed a mouse pad.
Nice.
I wasn't about to go buy one, so I made a mouse pad out of duct tape, and it worked wonderfully. So it just kind of went from there. I started making duct tape wallets. I found you know, there's different colors of duct tape, so I made some duct tape purses and things. And I did make a pair of pants and a pair of shoes as well from duct tape.
What?
Yeah, wow. Those I kept. I'm not putting those away.
Yeah.
I've been giving away. We've been giving away the wallets and the purses on the show. You know, Beans has a little. He's a little trepidatious about giving away or continuing to give away bootleg DVDs. Which is something I've always liked to do on the show as well.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Particularly the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's total garbage, but it's wonderful. So I'm pulling up to a toll booth. I'm going to see if I can get these guys to click.
All right. Good.
Yeah, I'm going to... And I have to pay, of course.
Yeah, you're paying with cash.
Yeah, I don't have a speed pass or any of that because, you know, I'm a little paranoid about putting a radio transmitter in my car.
Yeah. So you're pulling up right now?
Yeah, I'm actually in line. I'm behind a guy. I'm behind Alan, there's no attendant here. Oh, darn.
Uh-oh.
No bills, $1. Well, I'm going to get another ticket for running a toll booth, so I'm just going to do it.
How are you just going?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a live lawbreaker on air.
Oh, boy.
You're going to get the Monkey County Police on you.
A potentially felonious act live on the DK radio show. I don't know too many other radio shows that would have someone on that would flaunt the law in such a, you know, in such a manner, but you
oh,
guys
yeah.
go the extra mile. I give you credit.
Thank you very much.
Only us.
You're welcome.
So are you just driving waiting. Around for a while? Do you want to like hang out with us and panel and go through some of our bits, or do you want to you know, we get your news.
I would love that. I'm meeting a friend of mine for dinner, but I'm not going to probably even be there until about 7:30 or so, which, you know, I intentionally made it a little bit later so that I could call in because I definitely wanted to talk to you guys. But, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. I would love to hear what you guys have going on tonight and be part of the show as long as I can if you'll have me.
Nice. You got your priorities straight. I like that.
I do like that. Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate you calling in such short notice to have you on tonight. Maybe what we'll do is we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with some weird news.
I'm into that.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Guaranteed Pay Show.
You dress yourself to the nines every day. Why shouldn't you do the same for your friend with nine lives? At Meow Inappropriate Cat Accessories, we stock hundreds of unnecessary adornments to shamelessly decorate any cat. We've got cat saddles, kitty swim trunks, feline infrared goggles, and introducing the electronic cat translator.
Feed me. Leave me alone. Go. yourself.
So if it's cute, if it's teeny, and if it probably shouldn't go on a cat, then you'll find it at Meow Inappropriate Cat Accessories, located between the Bicycles for Dogs warehouse and the Lizard Mittens Emporium.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always big fuss, but I snacked on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Darrington Pace Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington Pace Show.
Professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Darrington Kay Show. Hey, yo, it is the Darrington Kay Show, and we are back.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can several ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio and pressing the like button and telling all your friends to do the same thing, and also your mom. Follow our very non-active blog at derrickandkate.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at our Twitter handle, dkradioshow.
Tweet.
And call us when we're live between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock Sunday night at 661-467-2416. I almost got caught in a loop there.
Oh, going back to another one?
Well,
wouldn't have noticed. I would have pressed the same button again.
I almost got caught in a follow our Twitter feed loop. Oh, oh no, in a follow our in a call us loop, because I said call us when we're live between at.
Oh,
I thought about that. I could have been in a really bad loop.
Oh, that's funny.
But
yeah.
I got out quickly. So.
Oh, that's good.
Here's good for that. Do you know today is National Johnny Appleseed Day and also Worship of Tools Day, whatever the hell
what?
That means.
What is that all about?
I suppose that means we're supposed to watch Jersey Shore or something.
Oh, I guess so. Frank, we still got you here?
Yeah, I think he's still on. I hear something.
Frank?
Yeah. I'm definitely right. Switching it. I didn't know it was Johnny Appleseed Day. That's excellent.
What does that even mean? What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to celebrate that?
Yeah, how do you celebrate that?
Anymore?
What?
I feel like I'm wondering if kids even know who Johnny Appleseed is anymore. They should know more about him. I mean, you know, he's doing everything. He did everything he could to keep the doctors away. So, you know.
He planted the apple trees.
Exactly.
I love apples. They're good. But Worship of Tools Day.
But were you supposed to, like, polish your wrench?
You know, every time you say something, a verb, and then a tool, it sounds dirty. Polish your wrench.
You know, I do have...
Squeeze the hammer.
I do have... I'm always happy that when I take out my toolbox,
uh-huh.
I'm always happy to show people my flexible shaft.
Really?
Which not everyone has.
I don't have
toolbox.
A flexible shaft.
Yeah, I've got one.
How flexible is your shaft?
I don't know. It's not quite 45 degree angle, but it goes
oh.
It goes around a bend if you need it.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between a flexible shaft and a non-flexible shaft? I mean, I would think
flexible.
More
flexible.
Oh.
Flexible.
Well, I would think more women would be more into a non-flexible shaft.
I got one of those too.
Really?
It's a big toolbox.
What? Oh.
Yeah. Maybe I'll bring it out if we're going to celebrate.
Hey,
it's
Worship of Tools Day.
I'm not sure. Maybe the band Tool.
No.
No, it's not like that. I'm not into that.
No. All right, I'm ready for the weird news.
All right,
what
so
you got?
Frank, we're going to do some weird news. For some reason, we always play the chicken dance. I don't know why, but this is what we do. And then I read the weird news, and we can talk about it.
Yay.
Okay.
I had to explain what we're going to do before we did it. Why?
We get right into
it. It's like he's too dumb to follow what's happening, what's going on.
He knows radio. He gets it. But,
all right.
But I don't know. I was thinking, but he's going to hear the chicken dance.
Oh,
what's that all about?
Just play the chicken dance.
So here it is. This one comes to us from Wisconsin.
Yay.
A man.
I don't know why I just yayed that. Yay, Wisconsin.
A man charged after cooking his own meal at Denny's. This Wisconsin man.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Their slogan is "America's dinner is always open." Our diner, Denny's
dinner.
I have problems with the N, no N. So he said he was the manager of this restaurant. He was wearing a tie. He walked in. He walked into the kitchen.
Is that the prerequisite for being a manager at Denny's? You have to wear a tie.
I don't know. He was wearing a tie, and he started cooking a burger and fries
in the kitchen.
And they were calling the main offices, and they couldn't have record of this guy. So they called 911. He's eating his meal, and police came in.
Did he get a table at least to eat his meal?
I guess he was on a table, and then he got taken away. And that's what's happening in Wisconsin.
When is that story from?
This is from February 23rd. Some of this weird news is a little bit old because we didn't get to it the last couple of times.
Because we had the Reply Girl scandal on last week.
That's right. And he was, as he's being taken away, he was yelling, "This is why you don't dine and dash, kiddies." But it really wasn't a dine and dash.
Is that real?
Well, maybe it was. He cooked his own meal.
Look, the reality is if you're going to go to Denny's, you're probably better off trying to cook your own food there.
That's true. That's true. I went to Denny's after my prom.
Yeah, I used to hang out at Denny's from high school sometimes late night.
Would you eat there, eggs?
Yeah, maybe pancakes, pie, tea.
Pancakes and pie and tea.
Not all in one sitting. Moon over my hammy. No, I never had that.
What? Is that
That's
a
on
real...
their menu. That's a real item.
Moon over my hammy?
I think so. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Moon Over My Hammy, that's a very famous item, as a matter of fact. That's one of their signature dishes. I guess he went to Denny's and he cooked his own food because he wanted to give himself diarrhea.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah. We're bringing back January memories. I'm not really...
Oh, no. Yeah.
I had a...
I didn't play diner, as a matter of fact. I'm going to go and have dinner at a diner tonight, as a matter of fact.
But it's not
Denny's.
Okay, that's good. You're probably
Are you
probably
going
safe.
To the Silver Diner?
I am, in fact, going to the Silver Diner, yes.
Winner!
Wow!
I'm impressed. I mean, wow. That is really impressive. Hey, I don't know how long you lived in the area here, but that's a good D.C. reference. That's cool.
Hey, man, I'm from the PG County.
Wow.
I've down there from fifth grade until I left for college. So that's a good amount of time. Took my driver's test down there. Failed it. Took it again. Passed. All right, what's the next story, Derek?
All right, moving right along. Next story.
Cooking your own meal at Denny's. That's crazy town.
That is crazy town. Oh, this is kind of funny. Not really funny. An autocorrect.
It's not funny the more you're
reading
it.
It's kind of funny, but it's not funny. An autocorrect, on your phone, text messages, forces a school to go into lockdown.
What?
Yeah, this happened a few weeks ago in Gainesville. I don't know where this is. But
Ohio.
Okay. There's a text
Virginia?
That went to the wrong number that said, "Gonna be at West Hall today." But the autocorrect changed it to, "Gunman going to be at West Hall today," to a wrong number that ended up calling the authorities and putting the school on lockdown for over 3 hours.
Oh, my God. Damn you, autocorrect.
I know, right?
That means, actually, that the person who had typed that text had actually typed in the word gunman before.
Probably, right?
Because that's what happened.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that.
Yes, because I never, ever have to spell rehearsal right ever again.
Oh, I still get that wrong.
I never type it correctly.
That's a tough one, yeah.
I always get autocorrected, and it always corrects it. Because I'm at so many rehearsals that
you're
never...
You're going to type in it to remember it.
I remember it, and I never have to type it ever again. I type in something like vaguely like rehearsal, and it corrects lovely. But I haven't... Whoa.
Whoa,
what's going on over there?
You all right, Frank?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm actually just pulling in.
Oh, he's just pulling into
the
Silver Diner. So maybe...
Is it time to dine?
Is it time to dine? You want to hang on for one more story?
Yeah, go ahead. Because, I mean, I still have to park and, you know, get myself all cute looking and all that kind of stuff.
You got to put your makeup on.
All right, sure, I understand. All right, I'll do one more with you here. This is one of the DUI stories we have from Pennsylvania.
But not your story, right?
Not mine.
Okay. Eric Baelish.
That's right. A man drove through a fence onto a runway.
Runway? Wow.
No, it's actually Philadelphia International Airport. He drove through a fence in his 99 Jeep Cherokee, driving up and down the runways. This happened at 11 o'clock in the morning. This is back in February. Police say this was going on for about 30 minutes. They closed the airport down. It stopped about 15 to 20 aircrafts from landing
terrible.
And departing. And he got picked up by police, and he was refusing arrest, swinging officers, caused a couple injuries that way, but got locked up.
How was he possibly doing this for more than 5 minutes?
And that's what's happening in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Shocker. How was that happening for more than 5 minutes?
It's pretty crazy.
Ugh.
Can you imagine that, just driving, like joyriding.
On the
up
runway.
Up and down the runways.
He thought he was an America's
it's
Next
just
Top.
It's dumb. Yeah.
He's very lucky he didn't get hit with a terrorism charge.
That's true. Yeah.
Right, because he's interrupting the flow of international air traffic, et cetera.
Right.
But that's a bad thing. All right. So, guys, I hate to do this to you, but I've arrived at my location. I'm actually walking in. I see my friend sitting there. She looks very pretty, although she looks sad, but I'm going to hopefully cheer her up. But I had a great time talking to you guys. I definitely will give you a call next week, if that's
that would
okay.
Be great. Absolutely.
Hey, we love
you. And, I'll be there on Saturday. So if you guys decide you want to get together and actually do something in person there, I'm going to be,
yeah.
I can't speak to how sober I'll be, but I will be there. I'll be in your town. So.
Well, it could be a drinking show. I don't know. Well, maybe we could change the show. We'll have to talk about that and see if it's a possibility. I don't know.
If I get some good drugs tomorrow, it'll be
all
a
right.
Show.
Do you want to plug anything on your show one more time?
Well, no, just to let everybody know again, we'll be on, not this Tuesday coming up, but the next Tuesday after that with Spine Buster from 7 to 9. So just check us out. And, thank you guys so much. You guys have a great rest of the show, and I'll catch up with you during the week.
All right, Frank. Have a good dinner.
Thanks so much, Frank.
Thanks.
Here.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Yep.
All
right. Bye.
Well, that was awesome.
That was pretty cool, Frank the Unicorn.
Do you have another story?
Yeah, let me finish up with probably one more here, because I know we got a lot of other things to do.
Jeeps on the runway.
And we got another, Ash Wednesday, they had a drive-through service. Did
I
you
love
hear about that?
America's Next Top Model,
oh,
by the way.
That's pretty good.
That's my guilty pleasure. If that show is on, I am stopping what I'm doing and watching it. I don't care if I've seen the episode before. I don't care if it's a rerun. I don't even care if I know what happens. I am watching it.
Oh, good times.
It's like cocaine. America's Next Top Model. All right, go ahead.
All right. Another DUI story. This one comes to us from Florida. I didn't see this was Florida.
Shocker.
That's a good one. this man was driving on US 1 where he rear-ended another driver on February 24th. Police came to the scene and pulled him out of the car. And he immediately soiled himself and wet himself.
So he immediately pooped his pants and peed his pants.
Yeah. Well, it's not clear if it was actually immediate or during the accident. So he was brought into the back of the squad car.
Was it an older gentleman?
He was 41 years old.
Okay, so no.
And when he was pulled out of the car, he left behind an item, a butt plug. That wasn't the only thing that was rear-ended. And that's what's happening in Florida. Yeah.
I'm speechless.
That's pretty good though, right? I mean, Florida. I should have read this when we had Frank on. Yeah.
Well, that brings me to ask, why?
He was out having a good time, I guess.
What is it for, a butt plug?
Driving around
with it in?
Some people do that, I guess. That's kind of, yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand why you'd want, what?
Yeah, driving, and then, yeah.
What
felt
is it
bad
for
the people that had to clean up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it obviously didn't keep everything in, like a plug would.
Well,
cause he
it was out, yeah. I guess, already.
Maybe it like fell up the pant leg.
What is it for, a butt plug? I don't understand. I know it's like
some
a
people,
sexual thing, but
some
I don't
people
understand.
Are into, yeah, I don't understand why you're driving around with that.
If you've used a butt plug, call us at 661-467-2416. No, you can use a fake name.
Yeah, you don't have to say who you are. We'll
but
just say the area code.
I don't understand. Yeah, we'll say your code and your full phone number. I don't understand why it's good, why it feels good. I mean, I understand that like some anal stimulation
yeah.
might be good for some people.
Right, right, right.
I don't think I've ever really gone there, but uh-huh. is it? But I don't. Why would you want to just keep it plugged all the time? Why don't
yeah,
you
all
want...
the time. I don't understand the all the time, like going about your day, going shopping, going driving,
yeah.
drinking and driving.
What are you doing?
I don't get that. But
does it feel?
He must
good?
Have been. I don't know. It must have been all kinds of stuff going on with him.
That's maybe that's something for our X-rated show that we haven't done yet.
we could discover that with a drinking show.
I think we need to have a drinking show where there's just X-rated stuff just happening all the time.
Just all the time.
Just
no censor.
Yeah, just
none
no censor. Yeah,
anything.
None of that stuff. We'll just have like people call in and tell us about their just trifling
yeah.
butt plug experiences.
That would be great. That would be entertaining. I think. I hope.
Oh, it will be entertaining.
It will be entertaining for us, that's for sure.
It's a lot.
Just real quick, I didn't mention this, but the Mile High Club. There's
yeah.
There's an airliner now.
You wanted to get this out for a couple weeks
I know.
Now.
I've been talking about this for a while, but there's Flamingo Air from Cincinnati.
Okay.
They're
sounds nubs.
It does sound nubs, and it's a small plane, but they're offering... People.
Is it a prop plane? Does it have
yes,
propellers?
Yes.
Never getting on it.
I think the picture I saw looked like a very small, like, four-passenger plane.
You would have to pay me money to get on that plane.
Well, speaking about paying, it costs $425 per hour.
To get on a prop plane?
Includes champagne and chocolate and a very discreet pilot. I guess there's a curtain between the pilot and your little cabinet, but people are cabin. People are going up there, and they're doing it.
And you go up there, you just bang.
And that's pretty much it. I just thought I would mention that because that's weird.
So how much does it cost again?
Well, I don't know what a whole trip would be, but they have it priced per hour, which is $425 per hour.
You would pay $425 per hour to go up in a prop plane, first
yeah.
of all, and bang.
And you're not even going anywhere. Like, it's not like you're – I mean, I get – maybe you do go somewhere. Maybe you can
– You could go – for an hour, you could go to D.C.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess you could do that, like fly somewhere.
It'd
but,
be a hell of a trip.
But not just for a joyride, so to speak.
I guess if you had 425 bones to burn.
I don't know. It's weird.
That's rough.
That is a little rough because it looks like a small – it's not even like a really nice – you got a curtain –
Well, I mean, the moment I hear prop plane, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm off board of that. Prop plane, no freaking way.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I've
been
on one.
Have you ever been on a prop plane?
I have.
It is ridiculous.
My aunt and uncle, we were on the Cape, and they had like a little tour of the Cape, and they wanted to do it. I'm like, hell no.
No.
And then I don't know why, but with my family, for some reason, if they like give me M&Ms, I'm like, okay, maybe. And so they did.
You can be pride with M&Ms?
It used to happen. I don't think I'm as good in that anymore, but it used to happen.
You probably shouldn't have told me that.
I know. Probably shouldn't have. But we're all, like, four of us are in one seat, like, all buckled, like, one buckle over four of us.
Oh, my God.
In this back seat, strapped, and we just go up. I mean, it's cool to see the thing, but
oh,
it was a little scary.
That's the scariest. That's like a toy plane.
Yeah,
I couldn't do that.
This yellow plane with a propeller.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
no.
My gosh, this is frightening. Anyway,
yeah, I rode in one going to D.C.
You did actually...
Yeah, like...
To travel. Oh,
to travel. It was like 20 people on the plane. It had propellers.
Yeah.
It was hurting like JetBlue.
Oh, boy.
And it went up, and there was like a thunderstorm or something. I thought I was going to die.
Yikes.
It was like blown around.
Yeah,
all,
it's scary.
Like,
it's the scariest ever. It does seem a little scary.
Oh, it's horrible.
Anyways, that is the weird news. What do we got? We got Craigslist coming up.
We got Craigslist. We got updates on the Reply Girl saga. We got all kinds of stuff.
We'll take a quick break and come back with that.
Taking a break.
All right. Awesome. Be right back after this.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Trolley, and you put it on there, and you hear the crooning of the Slavens and the hi, how you doing, baby? 23 skidoo. Oh.
This rambling nonsense brought to you by Ubernostrum.
Funding Deutsche Feldenkompt.
Ubernostrum.
It's delicious.
Ubernostrum tastes just like candy.
I mean, it's tasty.
I enjoy the freedom of Ubernostrum.
It takes the pain away.
Ubernostrum.
Ubernostrum makes me feel fresh.
Ubernostrum improved my golf game.
I made $20,000.
I never knew love, and then I tried Ubernostrum.
Ubernostrum.
I haven't cried in weeks, I think.
You should take Ubernostrum, just in case.
There's no downside.
It looks great. I look great.
I feel great now.
I feel good.
Good.
Goodness.
Savory goodness.
Ubernostrum.
This is going to sound strange, but I feel like more like a woman.
I feel more like a woman.
Ubernostrum changes lives.
Thank you, Ubernostrum.
Thank God for
Ubernostrum.
Du musst mehr gut gefühlen mit
Ubernostrum.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it is the Derek K Show. We are
welcome
back.
Welcome back. Wait, what is this song? The last time I heard this song, and
what's this? This song? Do it again.
Have you ever listened to it? Actually,
but love shadow. Yeah, champagne, something.
It's funny.
It's kind of yeah. I like the music part of it, though. I do like the music part.
The singing part is really funny. I heard it on the show last week, and I was like, what is this? And then I heard it on the podcast, and I was like, we started with champagne, and then we started talking. I was like, what? Really?
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not that deep, but the music part, I dig.
I mean, I'm not Jonah. Well, I am Jonah a little bit. Anyway, you can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio and pressing the like button and telling all your friends and family to do the same thing.
Tell them.
Spread the word. Follow our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com for all of the updates and articles. Follow our Twitter feed at dkradioshow and call us when we're live between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Sunday nights at 661-467-2416. And you'll hear this fantastic song when we come back from break.
Yeah, do it again.
Started with champagne, and then we started talking. What does that mean?
What do you mean?
We started with champagne, and then we started talking.
I'm not too sure what that means. I mean, I probably pretty much just that. Oh, you want to...
Don't you usually talk to somebody before you have champagne?
Yeah. Maybe it's like buying someone a drink. I don't know. Maybe we could...
Who writes
break
this
the
artist
down.
And
yeah.
ask?
Yeah, what does your song really mean?
What are you talking about in your song?
Yeah.
It just sounds funny.
It's funny.
Anyway, we've got, can I get a news update?
Oh, a news update. Where is that?
Oh, you don't have it? It's not on your, button thing?
I thought it was there. Hold on a sec.
I can do it with my voice.
It's right here.
Oh.
News
Yay.
Update.
All right, so we've got a news update on the Reply Girl saga on YouTube.com. So the scandal on YouTube.com is that popular videos have been accompanied by a very unsavory amount of Reply Girl videos that have appeared on the right-hand sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one of our guest last week was the Reply Girl, who was one of the front runners in this Reply Girl scandal. And these mm-hmm. reply videos are like 1-minute responses to popular videos, such as gaming videos that have gone viral.
Anything with big hits.
Anything with huge hits. And their responses.
Or big
well, and they feature very large breasts in the thumbnail so that they get clicked on, and when they get clicked on, they play the response, but the response is really nothing, and the clicks lead to the woman in the video getting money because it's like view per penny or whatever.
Babbling.
So
it's
Anyway, so the Reply Girl was on our show last week to tell us about her experience being the Reply Girl.
Yeah.
She was a dynamic and...
Lots to say.
Very... She rambled a lot.
Yeah.
So the algorithm has sort of officially changed.
Yep,
we
did,
have
huh?
not seen very many Reply Girls in the right-hand bar. And Megan Speaks has discontinued her pointless review show on YouTube.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't
yeah.
know that. Oh.
So here's her response. She posted a YouTube video recently saying that she was going to end her pointless review channel, but she attacked Reply Girl in the process. Here it is.
Oh.
I don't know what you notice in the video besides me stumbling around on my words like I don't know what the hell I'm talking about is the fact that there are no boobies. That's right. You can watch that video over and over, and you see no boobies. It's all about this area right here, like I'm voguing, like Madonna. But why is there no boobies? Well, because when I started my reviews, I didn't want it to be about this area here. I wanted it to be about the shit coming out of my mouth, even though literally there's not real shit coming out of my mouth. That would be sick.
Dirty birdie.
That's better. And then amongst doing my reviews, there was this person that was kind of stalking my channel a little bit. We'll just call them the reply idiots. Now, I noticed they started making some reviews or whatever and trying to add it as video responses to me. And then I noticed something big about the reviews, or I should say a couple big things in this general area. So at this point of time, I really didn't accept video responses, but I did chat with this person back and forth for a little while. I was giving them advice, telling them, you know, about the whole boobies thing. Probably should, you know, calm down. Just take it down a notch. Then I guess my advice just wasn't good enough because I received some threatening messages back. I won't go into details on it, but I was looking at the screen like, lordy, lordy, you know, why the hell would you type this shit to me? It was that kind of a deal. So then after I was threatened and felt pretty much violated after that shit, I decided I'm going to start something and I'm going to mock this girl and take it pretty much for all it's worth and see how she likes it. There were a few things I needed to mock this girl. One, boobies needed to be present at all point in time in the video. Two, I needed a shittier quality of a camera because mine was full HD, so I needed to tone that bitch down a little bit and buy a cheap-ass webcam. Three was, well, I needed my reviews to be as shitty as fucking possible because that's kind of just what she did, is mention the video and poof, review. For this to have been perfect, I really would have needed a number four, which would have been a shitty accent. Hello, everyone! Well, I just watched video, and in this video, this indeed happened. It is a very nice video. All right, you should check it out. Really, lady? Is that really how you're going to do it? My grandma looks a million times better than you. Why is there a shotgun behind me? And there you go. You take all those numbers and you kind of morph them into one, and that's how I came up with my show, Pointless Reviews. Which, if you looked at my channel page, you could see that I even put on there that I mock those that do pointless reviews. Those of you who thought I was serious about this and that I wanted pointless reviews as a career, I'm sorry, you're kind of wrong. I did my videos in the first place just for some fun. I liked reviewing, but then, you know, I came up with the whole pointless reviews for a little extra fun. Now, the reply idiot, on the other hand, she really seriously wanted a career out of it. She was going to take this puppy and she was going to milk it for, I don't know, like the rest of her fucking life or some shit. So to the haters who thought I was like 100% serious with my pointless reviews, you just got trolled.
Wow.
So do we, I know.
Yeah, I think she really.
Do we believe her or not about her pointless reviews channel not being like for profit and just being a joke? Do we believe her?
No, she's obviously was getting some money out of it.
Totally.
I mean, totally, yeah. I mean, she's getting money from any of those that she's getting hits on. And
yeah.
She's got a lot, but she gets a lot more traffic than...
Yeah, she does get a lot more traffic. She has like 32,000 subscribers or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and I like that she referred to her as the reply lady, right?
Yeah, the reply lady. They're probably idiot.
Oh, okay. That's yeah.
Would you like to hear a response from the reply girl?
Oh, okay. Oh, this is on.
Dear sweet Megan, the reply idiot is harassing you. Really? Is that so? I wonder who that reply idiot may be. I don't know but I have the feeling you are referring to me, especially with the whole accent dramatization. You know, but is the reply idiot really harassing you? Or is she being harassed? Especially, you know, getting false DMCA, hacking, click bombarding threats from a certain individual you know really closely, you know? I am just saying. So please, for the love of God, I've never done a video about this, nor I plan to do it, but just stop saying things that are not true. You know? Especially when you know I have that recorded conversation from a certain somebody you know very, very well that goes by the name of Life in a Tent, that tried click bombarding, hacking, false DMCA, everything to destroy my account. Just saying. Please let go, and please don't lie. Thank you.
I'm not sure what she's talking about.
We've got a full-on internet war going on.
Like most of the time. I really don't know what's going on.
You didn't understand all of that?
Was she talking about something in a tent? Did she say something in it?
I'm not really sure what she said there.
She mentioned tent, did she not?
I thought it was like something in a tent. But that was somebody's screen name or something?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought she was talking about being in a tent.
Being in a tent sucks, doesn't it?
It kind of does, unless that's where you want to be.
Unless that's where you're getting married or something.
Oh, like a big tent.
Like a big tent.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a full-on internet war going on.
You know, listening to this makes me want to post.
Like it.
I want to post stuff now, like just being sarcastic. Like, oh, great video. Like, it was so funny. Like,
You mean you want to start posting reply videos to her videos?
I kind of want to now.
You should.
Or just put comments in. Maybe I'll start with that.
Start with comments?
Oh, my gosh. She's so foreign.
So, remember that other, there was another reply girl called Laura Sparkling or Laura Tickled. She had many different accounts.
Oh, I've never seen.
Many different channels.
Yeah, I've never seen those, but you played one, right?
I played one.
Yeah.
One was a parody that she did. So I looked at her channels this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They're all wiped.
Oh, she's gone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're still,
took them out,
they still
think?
Exist, but she removed all the videos, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, except for a few.
There
was one, like, 10-minute video of her talking about how everyone on YouTube was an asshole. It was literally a 10-minute video of her talking to her webcam. It was pathetic.
Oh, boy.
So now, yeah, there's, like, totally an epic war going on between Megan Speaks and the reply girl.
Well, it's exciting, yeah.
It is exciting.
Fight.
There's a full-on battle.
Yep.
Oh, so that's the update on that. I've got an awesome. So there's, I can't believe you, have you not heard of that, this Olive Garden review that's gone viral?
No, I haven't heard about this.
So the 86-year-old Marilyn Haggerty, who writes for the Grand Forks Herald in Grand Forks, North Dakota, she writes a column called Eat Beat.
Okay.
And she reviewed the Olive Garden that opened in Grand Forks, and it went viral.
Wow. Is this a YouTube thing?
No.
It's just an article. An article. I gotcha. Okay.
And here are some highlights from her.
Okay, cool.
Olive Garden review. Now let's just.
Is this a review
of Olive Garden?
Of the chain or the specific restaurant?
The specific restaurant. The place was impressive. It's fashioned in Tuscan farmhouse style with a welcoming entryway. There is seating for those who are waiting.
Mm.
My booth was near the kitchen, and I watched the waiters in white shirts, ties, black trousers, and aprons adorned with gold-colored towels. They were busy at midday, punching in orders and carrying out bread and pasta. It had been a few years since I ate at the older Olive Garden in Fargo, so I studied the two manageable menus, offering appetizers, soups, and salads and grilled sandwiches, pizza, classic dishes, chicken, and seafood-filled pastas. At length, I asked my server what she should recommend. She suggested chicken Alfredo, And I went with that. Instead of the raspberry lemonade she suggested, I went with water. She brought me the familiar Olive Garden salad bowl with crisp greens, peppers, onion rings, and yes, several black olives.
Oh.
Along with it came a plate with two long, warm breadsticks.
Whoa!
The chicken Alfredo, $10.95, was warm and comforting on a cold day. The portion was generous. My server was ready with Parmesan cheese. As I ate, I noticed the vases and planters with permanent flower displays on the ledges. There are several dining areas with arched doorways. There is a fireplace that adds warmth and decor.
Wow.
And at the end, she says, I mean, she writes a lot more, including, I will try the raspberry lemonade that was recommended on a hot summer day. At the very end, she goes, all in all, it is the largest and most beautiful restaurant now operating in Grand Forks. It attracts visitors from out of town as well as people who live here. Olive Garden is part of the Darden chain of restaurants that operates the Red Lobster. There are now 700 restaurants, including 4 Olive Gardens in North Dakota's major cities. Olive Garden has gained a following since 1982 with its ample portions and relaxed ambiance. It's known for its classic lasagna, fettuccine Alfredo, and chicken parmesan. It's like really serious.
It's a review. Wow.
And it went viral. Everybody was reading this and mocking it and snarking it.
That is crazy.
I think it's genuinely sweet.
It does have that
tone.
She's
like 86, and she was like, she was on like Good Morning America. She was like, I don't know what that means to go viral.
Oh, no. We used to go to the Olive Garden like at high school, a little bit after that. Like, Sarah and I would go. We'd go. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
I don't know why
it
either.
It was like a big deal. Like, oh, we're going out to dinner. It's the Olive Garden.
You're going to get a salad.
But, yeah. It was
salad
like,
and breadsticks.
What the heck?
Oh, man, what I wouldn't give to be hungry for salad and breadsticks.
Yeah, those breadsticks are good.
The warm, too long, warm breadsticks.
Yeah, they come in a... Well, they used to bring... You get a big group there.
They come in a basket?
Party, they come in a tin.
A tin?
Yeah, like an olive tin or something, olive oil tin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Big-ass tin of them.
Sounds good.
Sounds pretty good.
So for the last thing, I'm not going to get to the best of Craigslist.
Oh.
It
will keep. We'll save it.
It'll keep. It'll definitely keep. But this is I can't believe I haven't discovered this before. I'm going to play a little bit of this we go. The Legend of Zelda rap. It's amazing. Amazing. It's by YouTube user Shmosh. It's so funny. The visual is just as good as the actual rap, and you need to see the video. So it's online on YouTube. The user's name is Smosh. That's S-M-O-S-H. Here we go.
My name is Link Bane. Lil Wayne, oh, you thought my name was Zelda? That's a fucking girl thing. I changed the world like 50 times and saved the princess from demise, and I do it all with folks with no help and no advice. Hey, look, listen to the noise, Barry. I'd rather be forced to listen to cunt to Katy Perry. I think it's time I got some recognition, don't you think? Legend of Zelda?
Anyway, that is my favorite part.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've got 999 rubies, and my wallet's packed now. It's amazing.
I have to check that out.
It's the best thing I've seen all freaking day. Anyway, check that out on YouTube. Thanks for Frank the Unicorn joining us.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks for calling us, Frank. Really appreciate it. Last minute like that is great. We hope to have you again.
Thanks
maybe
for our two
studio.
Listeners.
Yeah, thank you both for listening.
Thank you both
I hope
for
we have
listening.
More than that.
Maybe. Anyway, tune in next time.
Yeah, good times. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.